Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Antinomthandazo mashinini hlala kuye ukuze azo kwengezela ngeminye futhi iminyaka uyaza ngazi times 20 or ngithi times 40 or ngithi times 50 ayikho enye indawo engcono bazalwane ngaphandle ku Christu. Indawo lapho siphephela khona bayashalay once more six bethi ngeke ngisuke kuwe. Happy birthday mam Nomthandazo Mashinini, so celebrate nawe kulolu suku phambi kwabo i once more six. Ngithathe la ingoma ka brilliant baloyi e feature mini twins bethi uloyiko lwam. Yo, what a beautiful selection, what a beautiful song. First time ngizwa le ngoma bazalwane, not this one. Ngikhuluma ngale edlale before leka brilliant baloyi. First time ngizwa namuhla, ngifuna nje ukukonfessa. And yo, that's a beautiful song. Ngizobe ngenza iphutha uma ngingavuli ingce ngokulabo abathanda ukushera izwi. Ya, ethi ke sisebenzise le mizuzu esele. Ungangena ungathumela i-voice note uNkulunkulu ukuphathiseni olithini izwi olizwe today lakubusisa. Nathi sicela usibusise 0123341322. Ungathumela ke nange-voice note ku 0826572729. Ya, uma ngibuya nje emveni kwalokhu. Ayi futhi isikhathi sesihambile, ngivele ngishone khona zivuliwe incingo. Unezwi othanda ukulishare, unezwi uNkulunkulu alibeke enhlizweni yakho, ngena kwamanje noma thumela leyo voice note 0123341322. Kune voice note lana etlhaga ko go Moruti Sean Setlhare, ngicela ke ukuthi simboleke indlebe.
It speaks about the spirit. The living word of God, he says to the prophet, now, Matambo, ahlangene ndoda. Jwale monna masapo a tiane. Le sapo leleng le boetse ho monga lona. Hloho ya boela mmeleng wa yona, monwana le tsoho, we can name them as you know them. Tsohle tsa gotlela sekeng. Nama. Ya le sapo leleng le ne le robehile ya busetswa le sapong la lona. Empa bophelo bo ne bo le siko. There was no life in the structure. There was no life in the structure. But before I conclude, Mama Nhlapo, I will say to you, the word of God, it teach us that God, he has gave us the power, dominion, authority to walk on scorpions and snakes. God, he has gave us the wisdom, the gifts, spiritual gifts to overcome, to turn situations around, to make things work. The living holy mightiness of God, it is in us. We are empowered. For after God created man, He brought his living spirit in us. The spirit of God is a living spirit. They'll never die. It's a living spirit that will never lead us astray. We will never go wrong when the spirit of God is with us. Now, in conclusion, the word of God says to us from this book of prophet Ezekiel 37. Now, in conclusion, the God says to him, from all four cardinal points, call the spirits and breathe the spirit in man. Blow the spirit in man, and the spirits entered, and everybody was alive. Everybody become a human being. Verse 9, it says, in conclusion, Mama Nhlapo, God says to prophet, prophesy to these bones for the breath to enter them, son of man. And now, the man who hears the word of God, he say to these bones, to this flesh, this, I love this. Every time when he speaks, he does not make God's word his word. That is obedience. That is extremely, extreme, intense obedience. Mamanhlapo. The prophet says, so say this to it. He say, this is what the Lord God says. He's not saying, I'm saying, he say, for God, Lord says to him, prophet, prophet, say to this bone to come back to life. Say to this bone, which is now tend to be a flesh, say to them, get breath, get the spirit, become a living thing. Then he says to them, as he instructs them, this is what God says. If we could start to preach the word of God and not make the word of God our word, but make the word of God the word of God. If you pass the word of God, says that this is the word of God. You are instructed to say this. Just be obedient. He obey. And he says to these bones, this is what the Lord God says. Breath, come from four wind and breath into the slain so that they may live. From all angles, all seasons, he called the Spirit of God. From east, from west, from north, and from south. From all seasons, from all four corners of the world, he called the Holy Living Spirit of God to one and breathe into man. For even in the beginning of time, when God breathed into me, breath into you, into your nostrils to make you a living being, the way the Bible says, the scripture says, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they were in one unity. So now, you cannot call do things of God and separate. You need to make them one unit so that the presence of God could be in the situation. And he breathed to them and they become a living thing. Your situation, it can be turned around. It can be turned around if you don't separate God from Jesus Christ. If you're not going to move around and make theories and try to separate, if they say they are one, let us just respect and be obedient. In conclusion, you will know after all this they become to life, God says, verse 13, you will know that I am Yahweh, and you are my people. You are my child. You are my image. You are my creation. You are not called, but you were specially, wonderfully, tenderly, greatly, mercifully loved. You can name all carefully. You are made, you are created by God. He says, for you are mine. I give you life over and over, over and over, over and over. I am God, I'm Holy Spirit. I am God of salvation. Yeshua, I will give you life forever and forever and forever. Eternally, I will give you life. I will supply you with life forever. In conclusion, God says, I am, verse 13, from the very same book of Ezekiel 37, he say, you will know that I'm your God and you are my people. When I open your graves and I bring you up from the dead, Yeshua, will atowa, ayangalun sabafu, he brought everybody who was dead back to life. There's no surprising. This It is the aim, objective of God with me and with you. I will bring you, I will put my spirit in you, and you will live. Ke kwala fela mona are modimo ore modimo ore ha o kwala ntlaka ha o ikokobetsa I will, God says, I will put, verse 14, God says, Ezekiel 37, verse 14, God says, I will put my spirit in you, and you will live. And I will settle in your heart, I will settle in your land, I will settle in you. Kama ntswama khutshwanyane motho eso. Ha modimo o mo bulela pelo hae, o tsamaya ka be o tla lentswela modimo, o sebedisa matla modimo o feeling, o ba le obedience. God will make your situation to turn around. God is saying that I will give you my breath from the four corners. God brought the spirit in one, under one man, and he made all nations who were dead to become alive. All tribe bones, they become one alive. They become one thing. They become alive. For he heard the word of God. He lived with the word of God. He understood the presence of God. He was guided by the living, holy, right, holy name, right, holy hand of mighty, holy God. And he made life. He breathed the breath of life into the nostrils. He put his bones. He spoke life and they become life. God says that in verse 14, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle in your heart. I will settle in your land, then you will know that I am God, for I have spoken and I do whatever I promise that I will do, says God. This is the declaration from God. 2025, it's just a number of us, it's just a number of the year that we created actually. But now God says, in your life, when seasons come, seasons tense, when you just invite God into your life at all times, God, he says that, he declares that he will give his spirit in you and he'll become a living thing. And he will stay with you. He will stay in your land. He will change your situation. All your situation will be different. Just open your heart and allow God. In conclusion, may the living Holy Spirit of mighty Holy God, Holy Spirit, and God of salvation be with you all. Amen, mama shapo.
Eya le amen re a leboha moruti ngempela, your situation can turn around. Ukuthi nje wena uthobe kuNkulunkulu, uthobeke kuNkulunkulu, just be obedient. Lalela izwi lakhe bese wenzani? Uyalenza. Dr. Tumi uphelezela la umfundisi uSishwane Sehlare uthi eya le amen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.